The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Hide the kids and the easily offended. This is the Nate Darling Show, uncensored.
I knew it. I'm surrounded by assholes.
Now, here's Nate and the gang.
Hey, everybody. It's Monday.
Monday. Here we go, Monday.
I bet you feel like you were surrounded by assholes all day. I mean, your coworkers.
Of course.
Your great friends at work.
But if they're assholes that look like Jennifer Lawrence's asshole, then who cares?
That's true.
Reference to a previous show.
Ken Bone. Ken Bone. I saw her butthole and I liked it. By the way, I can't say that out loud without laughing.
It's just a silly thing to say.
It really is.
I saw
is.
Her butthole and I liked it.
It really is. You know, I'm also convinced that Twitter is a place where basically you go to yell into the wilderness, because unless you're a celebrity with literally hundreds of thousands of followers, you get virtually no feedback.
Yeah.
People see your stuff, they go, eh, and they move on. They don't do...
Who cares?
It's very little of anything.
Twitter is, in my opinion, dead and dying, but, you know...
It sure is.
I read that they're trying to sell it to the highest bidder. They're like, Twitter's like, please somebody buy this, because they know the end is coming. I think, how long ago did they first come out, when it was only text messages? This was before smartphones. They did not have an internet website. It was via text messages. And that's why they had the character limit. It made sense. I had a friend who went to MIT. He was a geek, and he's the one who's like, Sam, get on Twitter. And I did that back when it was just text messages, and I hated it then. And then they tried to evolve with the social media, and I hated it even more. They just recently lifted their character limitations, I was told, after however many years.
There are ways to get around the character limits, but it's still 140 characters. But you can do something like tweet longer and it'll do. There's ways to get around it.
Okay.
But still a character limit. Yeah. Twitter was around 2006 was when it started.
Yes, that's about the year. Yeah.
I think I've been a member since 2008. Mm-hmm. So I've been on Twitter for quite some time. I just looked and I have over 8,000 tweets.
Wow.
And I guarantee most of them are pointless.
I love that how you put it. It's a cry into the wilderness. You're just like, it's a good vent vacuum.
Yeah. That's because you guys don't tweet good shit. That's what it is.
Well, yes. I don't tweet at all.
Well,
the president used my tweet on his campaign, so I'm going to stay with that.
That's kind of exciting.
Yeah, I'm
sure. Did he give you credit, or was it something that 1,000 black people said that he just used?
No, it was something. He didn't give me credit, but 1,000 black people didn't tweet it, and actually 1,000 white people didn't tweet it. I was the only person who tweeted it, as far as I know, but it ended up being a part of his campaign.
Wow.
And until somebody tells me differently,
you're going to own that.
I'm going to own it. Cause he changed the wording instead of using Mitnesia. He used Romnesia.
Right.
But he
right.
used my definition almost word
yeah,
for word.
I remember you mentioning
and he
that.
He used a lot of the stuff that I tweeted when I was tweeting it out.
Romnesia.
So,
yeah.
So until somebody tells me different, mm-hmm. that they came up with it and can show me their tweet that should, or their writing that came before my tweet.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to claim it.
I like it.
Yeah, as of the recording of this show, I have 8,005 tweets.
Yes. Oh,
8,005.
And Chuck D follows me on Twitter.
You've had close to a decade to get those 8,000 in. So
yes. The latest tweet was, the only thing more appalling than racists are racists who use puns. Oh, and people who wear t-shirts with racist puns. Yeah, I don't tweet good shit, Kareem. Eat that. let's see. It's here or there. The show tweets out when the show goes live.
Right. Yeah.
New episode goes up, it automatically tweets that out.
Little updates.
So yeah, a little bit here, a little bit there. Oh, and get you a piece of historical footnote. Ken Bones t-shirts tweeted that out.
Nice.
I also encouraged all Trump supporters to get out and vote on November 28th, like
he
suggested.
Right. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's one of those things, but it is, it's a cry to the wilderness,
yeah,
for the most part.
Yeah.
And by the way, in 2008, Twitter was not a cry into the wilderness.
No.
Now it kind of is, mm-hmm, in terms of, basically I just use it to sort of follow certain people that I like. Mm-hmm. And
let's not forget the Iron Sheik.
You know, the Iron
Sheik. I think he's the one thing that made Twitter worthwhile, in my opinion.
Well, I would say that Kevin Owens, who is the WWE Universal Champ, is a good follow on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
He is a heel also on Twitter. Javier Munoz tweeted, "Go to sleep, dude, annoying fat ass." It was just all one thing.
Dude, annoying fat ass.
Mm-hmm. And he said, "Only if you go back to school and learn about sentence structure, punctuation, and not being an absolute waste of oxygen. Become something."
Oh, that's cute.
And then over the weekend, he tweeted, "Dear awful mother of Edmonton, please, please send me your child. I shall adopt him and raise him properly. Thankful. Thank you. Oh, also, you're an idiot." And he had a screen cap of a woman that with holding up a sign that said, "I love my son, but I love Rollins even more."
Wow.
And then the kid, the son of the idiot, tweeted, "Thanks for offering to adopt me, and yes, my mom is a stupid idiot." He replied, "You deserve better. I'll get the paperwork started."
Oh my gosh.
So, yeah. There's,
that's a fun follow, yeah.
That is a fun follow. it was, and then he does all that, and it's mixed in with stuff with his kids, like having a blast at Disney on Ice with this little one, rare daddy-daughter night. So great. And there's three pictures of him with his daughter. Just having a blast.
It's like a peek at his little family album.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, when you follow somebody like that who gets it,
mm-hmm,
then it's fun.
Yeah,
it can be fun.
They're out there for sure.
And it's also for follow to check in on Donald Trump. By the way, let's do that right now.
Let's get his latest tweet. His Twitter page.
Well, it's going to be a little old at this point. Let's see. Food groups. Emails show Clinton campaign organized potential VPs by race and gender. Excuse me. And got to organize them some way. Why not?
Right.
Oh, his new thing as of 6 days ago was the hashtag drain the swamp.
Was it?
Oh, yeah. He's been talking about that.
Well, Washington, D.C. is built on a swamp. So his whole thing is drain the swamp.
Okay.
Drain the swamp. He also tweeted, "Hillary is the most corrupt person ever to run for presidency of the United States. Hashtag drain the swamp." He then posts with that a picture with his own quote that he just put.
Oh, my God.
With highlighted most corrupt person and cited himself. By the way, just because you say it does not make it so.
Wow.
Yeah.
He does that all the time. It's so annoying. I was like, come on. Like, you guys actually believe this shit?
Yes, they do. Yes,
or
they do.
Or some of them say, oh, well, we know he can't do it, but we think he's going to. Like, no. If you stop voting for bad Republican people, then you would be able to. Oh. It's so frustrating because they blame everything on the Democrats. Like, they didn't vote for the Republicans who fucked them over.
Right. All right. Well, enough of that. Let's see what the Iron Sheik says. Let's see. Here's his hashtag Tuesday motivation for you. This was from last week. Wake up and don't be a fucking lazy jabroni.
Yes! I love his jabronis.
Aaron Rodgers play like big time jabroni today. Hashtag Packers. That's true. He did. He did a week ago. Big time jabroni. Go fuck yourself, hashtag life motto.
Yeah, that's totally his life motto.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Let's see what else we got here. Nope, nothing good there, nothing good, nope. Oh, hold on. The Ken Bone Iron Sheik class. So apparently the Iron Sheik is a big Ken Bone fan. It's good. It's important stuff to know. I wonder if Ken Bone knows that, because it is important. All right, let's get into this real quick. Before we get started on grievances, I want to talk about this. Lil Jon has addressed Donald Trump's Uncle Tom remark on The Apprentice. So it came out amongst the other things that Donald Trump used Uncle Tom in Celebrity Apprentice. Now, to be fair, Lil Jon was dressed up as Uncle Sam. Trump thought it would be hilarious to call him Uncle Tom. Mm. So Lil Jon released a statement saying, "When this Uncle Tom incident happened on Celebrity Apprentice in the boardroom, several of my castmates and I addressed Mr. Trump immediately when we heard the comment. I can't say if he knew what he was actually saying or not, but he did stop using the term once we explained its offensiveness." He added, "I also want it to be clear that I don't agree with many of the statements Mr. Trump has said during his current run for president." So,
Lil Jon bitched out.
Hold on, Kareem. Let's see.
Now it's time for the airing of the fucking grievances.
All right, I think that leads us right into this. Kareem, do you have anything you're upset about this week?
Lil Jon bitched out. Because I read the other story, and they said that he said it a long time before Lil Jon...
dressed up as Uncle Sam?
No, he said it when Lil Jon dressed up as Uncle Sam, but they had to make him stop saying it. And it wasn't Lil Jon explaining to him. Lil Jon, your answer to that is, if you call me that one more time, I'm going to kick your ass. Not let me explain to you why it's offensive.
Yeah.
That's your answer to that.
Let me explain to you why that's offensive.
I don't know. I don't know why it's offensive. No, motherfucker. Say it one more time. Say it one more time, and it's your ass. That's how you answer that. It's not, "Oh, let me explain to you, and then you'll understand, because you're such a..." No, motherfucker, you say that shit one more time.
Well, actually, the first thing you should say is, "What?"
Like, motherfucker, you did not just say that. Say that shit one more time.
What?
And we're going to find out. We're going to show you, Lil Jon. We're going to find out what's under your fucking hair. That's what he said. So I'm going to peel your fucking cap.
Find out what's under your hair.
We're going to find out what's under your hair. Because we're about to go there.
Yeah. You know, here's the thing. Lil Jon understands that everybody, much like Michael Jordan used to, that everybody is a potential customer of Lil Jon. And I think he is taking the tact of, he doesn't want to offend anybody.
Right.
Look, Lil Jon is as corporate as they come. If you saw that season of Celebrity Apprentice, you saw Lil Jon the businessman.
Oh yeah.
Mm. Not Lil Jon the "I got my grills in." Yeah. Not that guy. You saw the business guy. Mm-hmm. And that's the guy, because he's running a multi-million dollar business, and the business is Lil Jon.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a hustler.
And he understands that, you know, a lot of the people that consume his music are white people.
Right.
And not just white people who live on the coast who listen to Indigo Girls. It's going to be the guy driving the monster truck around the backyard.
Right.
My
girlfriend works as a fire sprinkler designer. And at her Christmas parties, they would put on Lil Jon, and the white Mormon people would go fucking crazy.
Yeah. He knows his audience.
Yes, right. They would go lose their shit running to the dance.
So party. One could argue he's actually a better businessman than Trump is.
Absolutely.
Because he's not going to squirt it away for this. Right. It's like, you know what?
But I would have whooped his ass. The threat would have been out there, and it wouldn't have been. It would have been upfront. It would have been a threat.
No, it's fair.
It wouldn't have been the, "Oh, you need to understand why you're saying what you're saying." No, it'd have been like, "Motherfucker, you say that shit one more time."
Come on, Lil Jon. It's all for charity. Sam, you have a grievance for us?
Yes. As you know, I'm a proud member and supporter of Amazon and Amazon Prime.
Oh, by the way, I have to mention something quickly about Amazon Prime you go on, because I'm going to balance your complaint with something nice. I was searching through Amazon Prime because there are so many benefits to it that you may not even realize.
For real.
Instance, if you join, and I will find the exact message that I sent to our friend Jason Casey, who has should have a baby at home by now. Let's see. Here it is. I did a screen capture, and Prime member exclusives, if you do Amazon Family, which is part of Amazon Prime, you can save 20% on diaper subscriptions.
Wow.
Which is a huge deal. He was unaware of that.
There's a lot of shit coming out of that child.
There, any child. So there's a lot of things that you get as an Amazon Prime member. And by the way, Amazon has supported this show for, 4 years now. People have been going and hitting that shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com. We're getting a little percentage of everything you buy. It helps offset the cost of doing this free show. You're getting 3 free shows a week now. So also on this page, I saw something, and I'm getting back around to you, Sam. At the very top, it says Music Unlimited, only $7.99 a month for Prime members.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, I was like, what's this? Amazon Prime Music is already a thing where there's a large selection of music that's available free to Prime members. Your issue is with Music Unlimited?
Yes, it is. So, Nate, darling, I've been an Amazon customer since 2004, 2005.
Mm-hmm.
Back when they were mostly books and some CDs. That was about it.
Right.
It was not a worldwide store selling everything under the sun.
You could not get cat litter delivered to your house.
No. And I've loved it. I was an addict from day one. And when they offered the Prime membership, it took me a couple years to meditate over it. And my friend took the dive first. He went for it. And I said, he's like, Sam, you get your money's worth that you pay for your membership fees. If you just do your grocery shopping on or your Christmas shopping,
mm-hmm.
you get the free shipping 2 days, which is faster than the standard like week that you'd wait.
Right, because it used to be if you wanted free shipping, if you're not a mm-hmm. Prime member, you want free shipping.
Yeah.
It's 5+ days.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh, all right, let's give it a go. Instantly fell in love. And then they start throwing features at you,
mm-hmm.
which... is a wonderful thing off the bat, but when it becomes something that you look at as, okay, so this is now an expected thing that's included with my membership,
right?
That technically, when I paid my membership fee of $99 or whatever it is at the front of the year,
mm-hmm.
That these products belong to me, mm-hmm. at least until my membership's expired.
Sure. It's sort of like when you start dating a girl and she gives you blowjobs all the uh-huh. time, and then you become exclusive and the blowjobs dry up. You're like, hey, where are the blowjobs?
This is the same thing. This is the same thing.
Yes.
Sam's saying, where are the blowjobs?
So I'm sitting here, and I'm always thrilled when I see Amazon's now featuring this, right?
Sure.
So I see Amazon Music, like, oh, this might be great. But hold on a second. How come this is the thing? Because I've already got Amazon Music. It's just called Amazon Streaming.
I love that Angry Sam sounds like Bill Cosby.
And so I'm looking, and they say, okay, in order to get Amazon Music, which is, what, a dollar cheaper than the monthly subscription of Spotify or the Google Play Unlimited and all yeah. these other things. So you're saving a dollar.
A dollar or two, yeah.
Per month. But not really, because you also have to pay your Prime membership. So I'm like, okay, now if this exists, what has changed with my already Prime streaming music? And it was amazing how quickly some of the most listened to albums I went to,
mm-hmm.
I look at, and if not one or two, all of the tracks are now grayed out. Telling me that they're no longer accessible until I sign up for Amazon Music.
Oh, no.
God damn it! To me, this is corporate theft! And I have paid for these songs at least until my subscription has run out. But instead, they've bent me over, fucked me, stolen what I've already paid for, and they're expecting me to pay an additional $80 to $90 a year to get what I already had. Fuck you in the ass, goddamn corporate motherfuckers.
Sounds like a jack to me.
I mean, they've still got a lot of great music available, but that fucking pissed me off.
They do. They do. I'm looking right now at mine to see how much I have lost. And no, I'm still seeing the entire soundtrack to Hamilton still on there.
That's good news for you, Nate.
It is.
You're still getting your BJs.
Hold on. Is this going to be a thing? Oh, yeah, there's my Soul Asylum. It's still there. I'm looking for something that's grayed out. A lot of recently added stuff. Go on, Sam. You don't have to stop.
No, I mean, that's really my gripe.
Sure.
I love Amazon. I love what they do. I like the fact that, you know, they raised the annual subscription, you know, $15 in the last couple of years.
Yeah,
it's gone sucked, up. But they give you streaming video.
Oh yeah, a lot of shows that are originals.
Originals. I watched Red Oaks. It's an Amazon Prime exclusive show, and it's hilarious. It's fantastic. They've also got a lot of great movies. I've been hopping around Netflix and Amazon streaming for like Halloween flicks. They've actually got more quality Halloween movies on Amazon Prime than they do on fucking Netflix. Right
they
now.
Have the Newsroom.
Yeah, Newsroom, HBO, freaking Jeff Daniels, fantastic.
Don't start watching that in the middle of the night, otherwise you will never go to bed.
You will not sleep. That's true.
Yeah, so the Grand Tour, which is the new thing coming to Amazon, with the guys who used to be the hosts of Top Gear.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Which is
they sold out.
Huge. No, they got
fired. I mean, they got fired from
one
BBC.
One of them got fired from the BBC. And,
no, that's exciting.
Yeah. So, oh, yeah. By the way, this also, you know, still. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Still on my Prime Music.
Well, you know how to pick them, Nate.
Apparently, I do. Apparently, you like the premium stuff, Sam.
I'm a premium kind of guy.
But you're thinking, oh, that's just old
about
music.
About your unleaded.
Not just old music.
When in my car, it's unleaded.
Oh, no, it's Ed Sheeran. That's pretty new. And I can't sweep you off. That's pretty new in Prime Music. It's our wedding song, by the way.
It's a beautiful song. Great video, too. The taste of
mm-hmm. Let me see. What else we got? Oh. Here's something for Kareem. I think you'll enjoy this a lot. I know I do. Little Commodores.
I hate this song.
Well,
where's your funk at, bro? You gotta get funky with it.
Yeah, where's your funk at? Is really a good question.
I still remember when I saw James Brown live at the Silver Legacy in Reno. It was a small venue, and his shiny ass shoes were as far away from me as probably, I don't know, the other wall of your kitchen, but still relatively close.
There you go.
Little Jimi Hendrix for you on Prime Music. So I completely understand. It's a valid thing.
Yeah.
I'm not diminishing it.
I love Amazon. At this point, it's a minor betrayal. But if I'm going to be pissed about something, that's going to be it for this week.
All right. I'm going to keep it simple. The terrible drivers of Sacramento.
Oh, what a continuous grievance that is.
What the fuck are you doing tonight on my way home? Someone was signaling a left turn, and they could either turn into a parking lot, because it was just past like a dividing island.
Yeah.
They were apparently going to pull a U-ey, but they were stopped and sitting there to the point where I laid on my horn.
Yeah.
And then the little twat bag in her Nissan Sentra pulls her U-turn and gives me the surprised stink eye. Hey, don't be surprised and put that stink eye away, bitch. You're blocking the fucking road, and I got places to be.
I'm sorry that my illegal activities inconvenienced
what
you.
Stink eye. Why are you upset that I'm stopped in the middle of the road with my blinker on and I'm not going anywhere?
That is Sacramento for you. It's like, you were the one that fucked up. Why are you looking at me like I did something wrong, you dumb bitch?
I'm not even going to lie. Just before coming here, I'm scarfing a burger in one hand, holding the steering wheel in the other, trying to get here in time. And I'm not too far from the house.
Right.
And a car's in front of me. And like you, he starts slowing the fuck down to almost a complete stop. I don't know if he's going to turn left, if he's going to pull over. He just sits there. Then he kind of weaves to the right where I see a large woman standing on the side of the road. I'm like, is he picking up his wife? Is this a prostitute? I don't know. But then he does like you said and does a U-turn. I'm like, what the shit's going on? The crazy fucker drivers in Sacramento.
By the way, dear Sacramento drivers, your mid-sized sedan is not a tractor trailer.
come now.
You do not need to swing it out to the left in order to make a right turn.
Right?
You can just turn the wheel to the right. You'll be fine.
You're going
to
make it.
You're going to make that turn. Yeah. You know how I know? I see big trucks do it all the time. So unless you're trailing behind you a big old trailer that you had to back up onto and load down, and you got a CB in there with your Breaker 1.9 and your good buddy and your Smokey Bear and all that shit, do not swing out to the left to make a right turn.
Smokey Bear. I think you meant Smokey the Bandit?
No.
You meant Smokey Bear?
Smokey Bear. That's the police.
Oh, that's the police.
That's 5-0.
You're so savvy.
I have, in fact, seen both Convoy and Smokey and the Bandit. Okay, I'm not good. Savvy. I've seen two movies from the
70s. Okay, good.
Really, don't forget BJ and the Bear.
Well, that's
the weirdest shit in the world.
Yeah. I'm going to drive a semi with a monkey.
It's fucking weird.
I'm a very handsome white man, and I'm gonna drive around with a monkey.
This would be the 2016 BJ and the fucking Bear sitting over here to our right, and he's talking about this fucking weird.
By the way, you know what's really weird is that Greg Evigan went from being a heartthrob to then turning around and starring in My Two Dads with Paul Reiser.
Oh, I love that movie.
TV show.
TV show. Oh, I was thinking of, what's the other one with, it was Burt Reynolds and someone else and a baby. Three Men and a Baby?
That was not Burt Reynolds. That was Tom Selleck.
Oh,
Tom,
it's just a mustache had me confused. I'm sorry, Tom Selleck.
All right, so this is interesting. WWE star Paige, who is currently suspended for a violation of the wellness policy, proposed to Alberto Del Rio Sunday night at the World Wrestling Council event in Puerto Rico. That's according to Pro Wrestling Sheet's Ryan Satin. Del Rio had finished his match with fellow WWE alumnus Carlito when Paige entered the ring to propose, and he accepted. He's 15 years older than she is too. So match finishes. She crawls into the ring with a ring, drops to one knee and asks him to marry her, which is very interesting. We're in a brave new world these days. with what's going on. They've been dating since May. That's when they went public with their relationship. Here's what she had to say.
Yeah, I don't think he started coming. It was me in person.
How do you feel right now?
Good. He didn't say no in front of everyone. He says no.
What is Brother Justice right in the middle of the ring?
Yeah, where it's supposed to be, right? We're wrestling family couples, so yeah. The cheesier the better, right? In the middle of Puerto Rico.
All right, congratulations,
Paige. Thank you so much.
So what do you think about a lady proposing?
I think it's flattering. I'm not opposed to it.
Kareem, what about you?
It would make it a lot easier.
It would. It would, sort of. Kareem, what do you think? You're more of an old school gentleman.
Yeah, no.
I mean, this is in a much more minor scale. But, sure. My previous girlfriend, I was dating her because she asked me out in a very cool way. Met her at a party with a friend. A mutual friend. It was my friend and her friend, and we'd never met. And we're kicking it, we're talking, and we're having a good time. And there's like, it's in San Francisco, a house party with like a band and stuff, and we're watching this band. I had my phone charging in the room upstairs because it was dying. She said she was going to the bathroom. Next day, I find out that what she was really doing was setting an alarm on my phone. It's noon the following day. My phone goes off, and it says, call Tyler. It was a chick named Tyler. I know, it's weird. And
sure it was.
And it had her phone number. I'm like, shit. And my friend right there was like, well, you better fucking call her. So I called her, and before you know it, we're dating. And it was a short-lived fling, but it was fun.
Mm-hmm.
It was very flattering.
Yeah,
sure. She went to all that length.
Sure.
So I imagine being proposed to, as long as she does it right and picks the right ring.
Right?
No.
Give me that big shiny rock.
That's some passive aggressive shit.
What I find really interesting is he's Mexican. He's from Mexico.
Right.
And she is British.
Mm-hmm.
And so you got a very interesting mix of cultures
culture.
Anyway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the fact that it's traditionally a more machismo culture.
Right.
I just think it's very interesting. But, you know, yeah, good for that.
Because here's the thing. They've already had the conversation.
For sure. Oh, yeah. So it was just like, who's going to make it happen?
No.
Like, they know that they want to marry each other, but...
No, that's not what I said.
He said the conversation.
Which conversation? What's the conversation?
You're being very cryptic, Kareem.
What is the conversation?
The conversation is that she's mentioned it and dropped hints a couple
that
of times.
That she's going to do this.
No. Not that she's going to do this.
That he should do it.
That he should do
it. Oh, you're thinking that he was too slow, so she's like, fuck this, I'm going to...
Yeah, they've been dating since May, Sam. Come on.
Oh, God, they better hurry up. Pick up the pace here. You don't want to...
It's been a good 4.5 months.
Don't want to stretch it too long.
That's it.
Good God. Well, if that's the case, woman's a psycho. Damn.
All right.
You're all psychos, Sam.
It's true. I'm learning that, Kareem. I know. I'm starting to pick up on that.
Well, not mine.
Of course not.
Listen. Not mine, of course. Amy Schumer, though, completely nuts. she got booed by some Trump fans in Florida. Take a listen to what that sounds like from our friends at TMZ.
I appreciate you coming up. I am in no way trying to shame you. This isn't going to be a rally for either of us. I just really wanted...
So she pulled a Trump supporter up on stage at her comedy show.
Uh-oh. Sounds like a recipe.
So tell me why Trump has your vote.
Because I can't trust Hillary.
Okay, that's... Okay.
Well, I'm an attorney, so I get really scared when I hear some of the stuff he says, but... I'm not really voting for Trump, I'm voting against him.
Okay, you can go sit down. So thank you. I appreciate that. That's what I thought. Does anyone... He's going to be able to protect us. Okay, so we won't get any more into it. I really appreciate that. That was just cool to hear what one guy who doesn't seem like a psychopath, why he would want to vote for that orange... sexual assaulting fake college starting high school. Okay, so just so you know, from now on, if you yell out, you're gonna get thrown out. Just so you know, if you yell out, I'll say...
It sounds like something Trump would do.
Thrown out. You're gonna get thrown out. Okay, so everybody point to the people booing. Okay, so go.
Told you.
Right. So yeah.
If you're gonna boo me, just go. Just go.
Just go.
Just go.
I don't want that here. Let me go ahead and play with fire, and then be upset that it's burning.
You're in Florida.
Yeah.
No better.
You gotta think.
They came for the jokes, not for you to be making your political stand.
No.
Again. Same thing I said when we went to see Whitney Cummings. Know who the fuck you're going to see.
Yeah. You got to know your audience.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No. Know your comic, too.
They're going to see Trainwreck Chick talk about how many black guys she's boned.
Right.
But that's what they're going for.
But if you watch her show, not just the stand-up, then you know that she's a Second Amendment gun control person.
Sure, but you're
and
going...
she's going, and she's a Hillary supporter, so...
But you're going to see stand-up. And she called the guy up on stage, said, why do you support Trump? Because I don't trust Hillary. I guarantee you that if you took a group of people and said, why are you voting for Hillary? Because that a good portion of them would say, because Trump is an idiot and he's not qualified.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that's not why she put people out. She put people out for booing her after the fact.
Well, yeah, that was later on.
Which is exactly what Trump does at his rallies, mm-hmm. and Democrats give him hell for it.
But it's not a political rally.
It's not a political rally.
It's not a political rally.
No, this is something people actually paid money to be at, so it's even more bullshit.
No, it's not bullshit.
Comics get booed all the time, dude. That's part of the gig.
And guess what you do?
You throw them out.
Boot them the fuck out.
Yeah.
Oh, that's stupid. I think she's stupid.
No. It's not stupid because people come to see you tell jokes.
Hold up, though, because I've heard both of you guys at different times on the show talk about going to see a comic or a podcast person that you love, and they start getting on their high chair preaching about something. You're like, come on, that's not what I'm here for.
You've never heard me say that.
We can play back the tapes. I've heard you say that.
Well, I certainly have.
He said it. You've never heard me say it.
Kareem goes to see people preach because he finds people he identifies with.
Okay,
He finds people he identifies with, and that those are the people he goes to see.
Well, I think
There's a reason why I have not listened to Adam Carolla a lot lately, mm-hmm. and the reason is I don't want to hear a lot of this is this. He's got conservative viewpoints, which is fine.
Right.
I agree with a lot of them, but I don't. I'm just not. I don't want to hear that when I'm listening to a comedy show.
That's like I paid money to go to Vans Warped Tour, and I'm checking out these metal bands, and they're telling me that I got to be vegan. They spend most of the show like I get like three songs from them because they're going to sit there and tell me to be a goddamn vegan. I'm like, listen, I love animals, but I'm going to eat my meat. I'm going to wear my leather belt. No,
the comics I go see are political comics. So okay, the ones that I usually pay to go see.
Right. Well, they if that's their main shtick,
they usually
that's expected.
Do. Political
but,
jokes.
But her main shtick is getting fucked by black guys.
Right.
No, that's her. That's her shtick.
She doesn't get fucked by black guys. She don't even talk. She doesn't. I don't even think she likes black guys. So
that's what she's not Lisa Lampanelli with it. But yes, that is her shtick. Mm-hmm. And you know, whatever. Yeah. You're going to Florida, and if you're gonna get here's the thing, she's become a very big star over the past couple of years.
Yeah.
And she catches a lot of flack for a lot of different things, mm-hmm. but she's put herself in a position to catch flack. And the other thing is
she put herself in a position to kick you the fuck out.
Right. And by the way, I'm more upset with her endorsing Bud Light than anything else because it's terrible.
That I concur
with.
It's
piss water.
It's terrible. She clearly has sold out.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, let's hurry up through these last things. Stephen Colbert, normally the host of The Late Show, is heading to Showtime for an election night special called Stephen Colbert's Live Election Night. That's clever. The Democracy series finale. Who's going to clean up this shit? The one-hour special is going to air November 8th. That's election night at 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Pacific, from New York's Ed Sullivan Theater. That's where he does his show, and will look a lot like the CBS show, including an audience, remote segments, and surprise guests. The difference, to use a candidate's own words, Colbert will have the shackles taken off of him since it will be on premium cable Showtime, which is owned by CBS. He'll be free from censors. So it'll be all the political comedy you love from the CBS show with all the swearing and nudity you love from Showtime. That's according to a statement. So if you tire of regular newsy election coverage.
Yeah, because last night he drew a penis and they had to blur it out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Let's go with something real quick. This is interesting. In Oregon. Keep on being Oregon, by the way, Oregon.
Is that a hashtag yet?
That's a long one. An Oregon man is facing multiple citations after attempting to trade a large amount of marijuana for a snowmobile owned by a police officer. His name is Jason Owen. He's 29. He had contacted...
What?
Yeah, he was trying to trade weed for a snowmobile.
For a snowmobile?
Mm-hmm. He contacted the owner, who happened to be an Oregon state trooper, on Craigslist and offered to trade a pound of marijuana in exchange. The trooper and his supervisor sought a consultation with the drug enforcement section before he and Owen agreed to meet at a local gas station to discuss the deal.
Oh, my God.
When Owen arrived to meet the trooper, he was monitored by an unmarked police vehicle before being stopped by several marked patrol cars. The trooper identified himself and informed him that he was committing a crime by possessing more than a pound and a half of marijuana. In Oregon, it's legal for adults 21 and older to possess and use recreational marijuana, but there are limits. All sales and purchases must be made through an OLCC retailer or an Oregon Health Authority registered marijuana dispensary. Mm. He was cited.
So you're allowed to have up to a pound and a half.
No, you're not allowed to have a pound and a half.
What? Okay.
That's part of the whole thing.
It sounded like that was the cutoff point.
No. He had a pound and a half.
Uh-huh.
You're allowed like an ounce and a half.
Right. I was going to say that's still a pretty lenient recreational.
Yeah, there's no Costco for weed.
Dang, dude.
At this point. So, yeah, he was released on the spot, but his vehicle was impounded, and he was cited with driving with a suspended misdemeanor for driving with a suspended license. So,
least of his worries.
Keep on being Oregon, Oregon.
Oh, God.
And finally, this came up in Rolling Stone this week. We all know the song "We Will Rock You" by Queen. Nice slow dirge. We will. We will. There is a fast version, an up-tempo version of the classic, and it's going to be released on the upcoming BBC sessions called Queen on Air. And we're going to wrap up the show with this. It's recorded in 1977, so it's Freddie Mercury and the band
Fantastic.
at their peak doing the up-tempo version of We Will Rock You.
Come on and rock me, baby.
Yeah, and enjoy this because it's very different. I heard someone describe it as they sound a little like Kiss. So you be the nice judge of it. We'll be back on Wednesday with another fresh new episode, a clean version for you. Until then, enjoy Freddie and the Gang with an up-tempo version of We Will Rock You on the Nate Darling Show.
Thanks for listening, and remember to use the Shop Amazon tab at natedarlingshow.com.